Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, radio coordinator for the Jerusalem Post, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Noach, famous parsha of the flood. Water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Noach, the parsha of Noach contains a number of very clear messages for us. The message that I always feel when I hear the parsha of Noach, Noach is a triumphant person. He survives the flood. Not only survives, God chooses him to be the predecessor of all later generations. He's the father of mankind. In fact, in the Talmud, we call the world B'nai Noach, the children of Noach. And Noach is a wonderful person. He's Ish Tzadik, Tomi Moya Bedorosov. He's a holy person, a perfect person, good person. So the rabbis always found a problem with Noach. The first Rashi already indicates that the rabbis, Yesh Dorshin L'Shvach, but Yesh Dorshin L'Gnai. Some said great things about him, but some said negative things about him. What's the problem with him? So I think the problem with him is not before the flood or not even during the flood. The problem is after the flood. There are many people who are equal to a challenge. There are not many people who are equal to what happens after the challenge is overcome. Noah sinks after the flood. He goes into the liquor business. All sorts of problems immediately arise, and his generations become the generations that are Dor HaHafloga, the build the Tower of Babel, and idolatry, paganism, tyranny, everything enters the world again. It's as though the flood never happened. Because of the fact that after the test, so to speak, he went on vacation. Our father Abraham, whom we're going to read about in the next few parshiot, the Torah tells us, the Talmud tells us, that Asar Nisionos Nisnasa Avram Avinu Ve'omad Bekulam. Avram was tested 10 times, and every time, Omad, he stood up after the test. He didn't say, well, you know, it's good enough. You know, I'm going to go to my condo in Florida, and we'll take it easy. And I think that's the secret here of what the Torah is trying to impart. We are put into this world for a relatively short period of time, no matter how great our longevity. Time is irreplaceable. We're here to do things, la'asos, to create, to help, to study, to improve the lot of others and our own lot. And therefore, we're under an obligation, a pressure, if you will. Something has to be done. Now, Noah, God saved you, but he saved you for a purpose, and the purpose was not necessarily that you should plant the vineyard and get drunk. That misreads God's purpose in saving you. I know that from my own personal experience, I knew a number of great rabbis who had lived through the Holocaust, survived, and who were, to a great extent, the people that rebuilt the Jewish people, certainly rebuilt the Torah section of the Jewish people after the Holocaust. They were all driven men. They all felt that they were saved for a purpose. Somehow they survived, and therefore they had to do something. And therefore they created and built, and all of their lives they devoted to the welfare and rebuilding of the Jewish people. So this test of what we do after after the great experience, after the trauma. We have that here in Israel, right? We've gone through, unfortunately, so many traumas. But what do you do afterwards? We cannot rebuild the past. We can only create the future. And to create the future requires that we apply ourselves. We don't waste ourselves. We pursue it. So I think that that's probably the main message in the Parsha of Noach. And it's the reason that Noach doesn't quite get the laudatory press that we think he should, simply because of the fact that in that respect, Noach fails the test. Noach is good for the flood, but after the flood, Noach is not in the picture anymore. And that's an important lesson for all of us. We all face tests in life. We all should always keep our eye on the future, what has to be done yet, and not necessarily just survive, but we have to build and create and strengthen and make it a better world for us and for others as well.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Noach.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.